Happer and Shaper.
He says I take no joy in life.
I can see that.
Coming at you live from Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios in the heart of Lincoln, America.
Why are you yelling at me?
Whatever, make me a bicycle clown!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Connor Happer.
You might want to look away for this.
Mike Shaper.
My boy's waking smart.
This is Happer and Shaper.
Good morning, welcome in. Happy Wednesday. Yes, that is correct. Happer and Schaefer here on 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Connor Happer, Mike Schaefer with you. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Connor.
How are you?
I'm ready. Final two shows locked in.
This is it.
We've got 6 hours to get everything out, and then we're done.
Yeah, starting to, yesterday on the spillover, I said that I hadn't seen any of the Rockies before. I hadn't seen any Rocky movies. I watched Rocky over the weekend, so I'm starting to, like, let out my deepest, darkest secrets. I tweeted out this morning that I kind of enjoy Florida Georgia Line and One Direction.
Can I tell a quick Florida Georgia Line thing?
Yes.
This is, so my brother told me this a while ago, like, way back in 2005. He was like, I wish there was a way that you could invest in your thoughts on, like, a band blowing up.
Oh, I love that.
Because he was, like, convinced after the first Maroon 5 song that they were going to be enormous.
I love that, yeah.
And so he's like, you got to watch out for this band. And then Maroon 5 became, like, a really large band for about a 4 or 5 year period. I don't know if they're still big anymore. I don't really follow them.
Oh, I think it's pretty major, yeah.
I had the same sort of feeling the first time I heard Cruise off of, and this,
Baby,
the whole
song.
Yeah, the whole reason I bought a new car in 2012, and it came with XM. And so I started listening to The Highway, which got me into listening to country more. And they had, like, and I had this drive up to Minnesota for some reason or another. And the whole thing, the whole way, I just listened to the like, I think it was XM65 or something like that. It was a channel. And so I'm going through their programming, and they have, like, this new artist hour. And I heard the song Cruise. Immediately, like, downloaded it to my phone because it was catchy. And I was like, this band's going to be pretty big. Like, you can just tell.
And this is in what year?
2012. And then that was kind of like when they kicked off, like,
yeah,
their
explosive run. Is that when they blew up? Yeah.
It was in October of 2012, wow. Basically.
Wow, great job, Shane.
Because I remember I came back from the Rose Bowl when Nebraska played UCLA in non-conference.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I had spent the week driving a sedan in L.A., and I was like, I don't want a Jeep anymore. And so then I bought this Nissan Ultima,
sedan.
And it came,
yeah,
with XM. And that led me to Florida Georgia Line.
Wow.
And I was convinced they were going to be big. And at that point, like, they hadn't really gained any real following, to the point where one of their concerts was at Peru, Nebraska, as part of a Peru State,
really,
college concert.
That's cool.
So, I wish, like, my brother with Maroon 5, I wish that there was, like, I could have thrown $100 on Florida Georgia Line being big, because you'd have made a bunch of money.
Yeah, there should be a way to do that. It's thousands of people, but for the couple hundred people that were at Duffy's that night that Nirvana showed up or whatever. I've heard that story 5 million
I
times.
Know about this story.
I've heard the story 5 million times. Like, oh yeah, I was there that night when Duffy's when Nirvana was at Duffy's, and nobody had heard of Nirvana yet. And I'm like, okay,
shouldn't,
yeah,
shouldn't that have been like 88?
I have no idea. I don't even know if it's even true.
People are going to get mad at this.
Oh, God. Yes. This is why we're here. This is our last couple shows.
Okay, so we're doing this?
Yeah, sure.
I enjoy, like, some of the singles from Nirvana, but I've never gotten, like, full. And
no, I'm with you.
And I had, like, my freshman year of college, I went through, like, really got into early Seattle sounds grunge of the early 90s, got really big into some of those bands. And Nirvana was never one that like, I like Pearl Jam way more.
Agreed.
Way, way, way more than I enjoyed Nirvana when you get off of, like, some of the singles.
Nirvana's one of those where it's like people appreciate it more. I don't know
because
if it's
got taken away from them.
Well, because it got taken away from him, and it kind of paved the way for those other bands to show up and have that whole movement during that time. Like, that's the headline band of the time. I don't know if it was because of the... Like, excuse me, I ate a Chex Mix. I get...
Jake's Revenge?
One little stray, yeah, going in there.
You want me to talk for a bit? You can drink the water behind you?
No, I think I could get through it. But they have some iconic things, right, that happened to them. So I think they've taken on probably a bigger life since then. Obviously really important to the whole grunge movement thing and important to some of these other bands. But I think that's right.
Yeah.
The quality of music is outsized by just the kind of legendary things that, like, the album cover and the
Well, that guy sued, so
he's what, like, probably our age,
30, I think he was like 32. We talked about this on the radio. I talked about this with somebody on the radio
recently. I remember this.
Okay, so going back to Rocky,
I
have other thoughts on this.
Haven't seen any Rockies until this past weekend when I watched Rocky 1, and I have no idea how it won an Academy Award.
I agree entirely.
Oh, great.
I thought it was an okay movie.
Yeah.
I never have... I feel like it's one of the guilt trip type movies where people are, like, forced into liking it.
100%.
It has a cultural phenomenon behind it.
The thing is, and I was trying to explain this yesterday, I've watched it now I watched it for the first time in 2021. Like, and I'm almost 30 years old.
Yeah.
I don't have the nostalgic piece of it that people...
Is Ryan Held going to call in and yell at us?
It's possible. I'm not sure. Yeah, he might have moved to Alabama by now, but, you know.
He offered Malachi Coleman yesterday.
I saw that. That was pretty good.
I was, like, scrolling through my timeline. It'd
be a pretty good
get
for them.
That's why that happened.
It'd be a pretty good get for them, I think.
Well, that would be a really good get for them.
So, yeah, I just, like, I don't feel the same way about it. I was, you know, I was confused most of the movie why Rocky was interested in Adrian. You know, didn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. And then he just kind of stumbles around and mumbles the entire movie, which is, it's fine. I thought it was, I got a kick out of it. I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But I didn't, like, compared to what we have as Academy Award winning movies now, like, I cannot believe that was considered in that realm.
It was the 80s. No, late 70s.
Yeah, it was
time.
The 70s, right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't want to ruin it for people, but if you just watch that movie and watch his hands, it's some of the worst technical boxing ever. He never covers his face.
Well, that was his whole thing. He was like, he wanted to get punched a whole bunch.
Yeah.
He just wanted to go in there and just get jacked in the face a whole bunch.
I never broke my nose.
And then he breaks his nose immediately.
Yeah. Bud Crawford's opponent just decides he's not going to cover his face. Let's see if that goes past 40 seconds. You know, like, are we serious here?
Oh, yeah, he's wide open.
Yeah.
It was also hard to tell the first time around if he was, like, if he was actually taking shots to the face or if he was, like, dodging them. I mean, I don't know. Weird movie.
Did you watch any of the Creed?
I haven't watched anything else to do with Rocky. No.
So I didn't love the Rocky. I shouldn't say I didn't like it. I just didn't. It was fine. It was whatever. And then I've occasionally caught some of the sequels, but I never felt compelled to, like, deep dive them.
Right.
I really like Creed. I like the first Creed quite a bit.
People have said this.
The second one was meh, but the first one I really liked.
And I'm going to watch the entire series, and well, I guess I probably won't report back, but maybe I'll send out some tweets, but, you know.
Do you plan on texting the text line?
I don't know. Yeah, I'll check in.
Just occasionally, like, it's 5 months later, and you're just like, you know, to pop in here.
Yeah, I'll check in.
11 a.m.
See what's going
on. See what Bach has going.
For sure. Yeah.
I like this.
93 K-Bach. Check out K-Bach.
Bach around the clock.
Yeah. So I'll watch the entire series through, and we'll see how that sits. But we're off to an interesting
start.
I can't
wait for you to get to four. You're just like, why am I here?
Well, people think four is the best, right? From what I've gathered in society.
So it's the best for people in the way that, like, they really like campy or, you know, like, it's, I don't know. I think it has cult classic following.
Okay.
So,
okay. Well, that
you know, there's like
there.
Certain people that really love something because everyone kind of just also loves it, even though it maybe quality wise isn't that great. Like the Rocky Horror Picture Show kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Where it has just like massive cult following, but it's not because it's just like,
oh, I get
amazing.
It. I get it.
It's just people really have decided to,
and
to
then,
dive in on.
And then there was Rico yesterday, who I'm about 98% sure hasn't seen any of the Rocky movies either, but was trying to convince me that he had. And I was just peppering him on all these questions about the movie, and he had no idea how to answer them. And he was just like, yeah, it was just fighting. And I'm like, Rico, it's okay. This is a safe space. Like, you can say that you haven't seen it. It's really okay. So, yeah, we'll have an update on that at some point today as well, because there's no way he's seen it.
I like this. I like just admitting things that you haven't watched. I do it on Twitter every now and then.
Oh, so I have so many things. Yeah.
So the most recent one that really sets people over the edge is, I've said this a couple times, and I keep saying I'm going to watch it, and I haven't. But I haven't seen Band of Brothers or The Pacific.
I haven't either.
And people just completely, you know,
yeah, I'm not a huge, like, war movie guy.
I'm not either. In fact, I generally don't get excited about them in any capacity. They have to be unique. Like the one that came out a couple years ago where it was like a long tracking shot was most of the movie.
Yes.
That I was excited about because of the technical aspect.
The one
of
with
it.
The boat? What was that called?
No, that was Dunkirk.
Dunkirk, yeah.
And I actually liked Dunkirk, even though I generally have found myself bored by Christopher Nolan's 4-hour runtimes. But yeah. No, I think it was 1917.
Oh yeah.
And yes. it was really fascinating to watch that movie, knowing that it was one giant tracking shot.
People get really excited. They're popularly, like, generally, it seems like people get the most excited about the newest action movie coming out. I don't really like action movies.
Have you ever seen The Matrix?
No.
So I tried to watch it for the first time. Here's something. People get mad about this. I tried to watch it for the first time a couple weeks ago.
So we both haven't seen
The
Matrix.
Just fell asleep. Yeah. Like, 45 minutes in, I was like, eh.
That's what happened to me in Dune.
Action movies, if I'm not engaged in it, I fall asleep.
The action makes me sleepier.
Yeah, because it's boring. Because
it's boring. It feels like it's trying to pass the time. Like, there's you're not moving the plot.
The Bourne
forward.
Movies I would fall asleep during. Black Hawk Down, I fell asleep all three times I've attempted to watch
it. I've never even tried to watch any of the Bourne movies except for the one that always is on all the HBO channels right now, Bourne Legacy, I think.
You watched like 20 minutes of it the other day. I watched
the same hour of it every single time.
She's like, why do people like this movie?
They're like, they're trying to get away from these people. Jeremy Renner needs his drugs or something like that.
Yeah, this is like the fourth
point. They have to go to this lab in the Philippines, and they're running away from everybody, and that's the hour that I watch the entire time. It's just on.
I get the first 20 minutes of the first one, and I'm out.
People are not exactly happy with us.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the segment.
So we're letting it fly.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing today. And tomorrow, I suppose. I mean, I don't have...
We're doing a deck of cards hour tomorrow.
No, let's do it today, because we have so much to do tomorrow.
Okay. I don't have anything prepared.
Damn it.
So...
We have so many things tomorrow already.
Well, okay. Give me some time in the 9 o'clock hour, and I'll try to throw one together.
Okay.
But I don't have a deck of cards on me, potentially.
There is one in my office, yeah. Which, sometimes I deal blackjack on the side. You know, people come in. Just kidding. It doesn't actually happen. All right. Let's take a... Corey and Lincoln said, I love you guys. I'm going to miss you guys. But listening to you guys talk about movies makes me hate you guys. Corey is the resident movie buff, I suppose. Schaefer's a movie guy as well.
I love movies. I just...
But we just have bad takes.
There's certain types of movies I just don't care for.
Yeah.
really is what it comes down to.
I agree with you.
You want to talk to me about, like, Paul Newman's run in the 70s and 80s? I'm your guy. I'm all interested.
Like, I don't know, and I don't have a great grasp on what's, like, what award-winning movies should be or what they should look like, but I kind of feel like what they have been over... I know what they have been over the last several years. I will say this. If Nightmare Alley doesn't at least get nominated and potentially win this year, that's a farce. That movie should... That was the best movie that I've seen in, like, quite some time. Very good movie. Yeah. Shout out Bradley Cooper.
I need to get back into seeing movies. I need to get back into having a life.
I've went to two in the last 2 weeks, and I think before that, I hadn't gone to one since the pandemic started, and it was Uncut Gems, which was horrible.
You hate that movie.
Uncut Gems sucked. Everyone was like, whoa, crazy. Kevin Garnett. I appreciated the Kevin Garnett parts, and I didn't think that movie was very good at all. It was just Adam Sandler yelling and being a psychopath.
All right. I cannot find the deck of cards.
The file?
Yeah, I'll find it.
We should do it today, though, because we have an hour that's spoken for already tomorrow. Who knows? But I don't know. We might get emotional at some point. And then the 8 o'clock hour is short already.
Okay. All right.
We should try and do it today. We'll try to have a semi-normal show today. I don't know. You know, there'll be some sports. There'll be some non-sports. There'll be some bad movie takes. Sam McEwen will join at 9:15. Michael Bruntz at 10. As always, the final Happer's Hot Wheels yesterday. Schaefer, you were not there, but we often have different cars that we go through when we go to Price Right Auto out on West O Street. This one will look familiar to you because it's been sitting in the showroom.
Oh, yeah. I missed out.
Guess who did not drive that car? Me.
Yeah.
I sat in the passenger seat. So I am curious to see what my face looked like when we were, like, ripping it on West O Street. So we'll find that out in the 9 o'clock hour as well. We'll take a quick timeout. Warp next on Happer Schaefer.
Follow Connor and Mike on Twitter at Connor Happer, at Mike J. Schaefer. You're listening to Happer and Schaefer.